This is the In Sound, presented by the United States Army. And a happy how do you do to you, Harry Harrison here, your host on the In Sound, where each day we talk to the nation's top recording stars, play their hit records, and talk to a young person who selects the In Sound for the day. Would you like to make that pick? It's very easy, you know. All we need to call you is your telephone number. So send it to the In Sound, Box 3435, Grand Central Post Office, New York, 10017. Good idea to tell us a good time to call you, too. So let's hear from you wherever you are. Today our call goes to Miami Beach, Florida, to Evie Kapp. Hello, Evie.
Hi.
Tell me, Evie, what record do you think could make it into the In Sound spot in town?
I think Up There by the Scoundrels.
You think that might make it, huh?
Uh-huh, because it has a good beat, and the kids down here like a record they can dance to, a record with a beat.
Well, Evie Kapp, my thanks for a rundown on the music scene in Miami Beach.
Thank you, Harry.
Those Scoundrels will be up shortly. Right now, the word for you fellas. If you're a recent college graduate, you've probably got your military obligation ahead of you. Why not fulfill it in the way that's going to do you the most good? As an officer in the U.S. Army, no matter what kind of career you plan, the leadership training and responsibility of an Army officer will be a valuable asset. You'll be marked as a man who can take charge of a situation and do whatever needs doing. A man who commands the respect of other men. You can earn your commission in the Army's Officer Candidate School. It's a tough course. They teach you a lot about making decisions and quite a bit about being a leader. Talk to your Army recruiting sergeant. He can get you into Officer Candidate School in today's Action Army. Here's that new one from the Scoundrels Up There. Scoundrels, fellas, I think you've got a winner there. Welcome to the In Sound.
How you doing?
Hi, Harry.
We'll start with you, Jimmy. How did you get this tag, Scoundrels?
We thought up of a name. We wanted to change the name of the Echoes, which we were originally. And we went through a long dictionary, you know, and trying to pick out names that we thought would fit the group. Mm-hmm. You see, we had a reputation of being kind of a scoundrel type of people, so when we came across the name, we thought it'd be just the perfect thing to put on us.
Do you think a clever name helps establish a group?
Well, no, not really. A group is, if a group's going to be anything, they have to have the talent to begin with, you know,
and right.
A name is catchy, yes, it's good to have a good name, but I don't think it makes the group necessarily, because you come across a lot of groups like the Beatles. When I first heard the name, I laughed at it, And as you can see, the Beatles are the biggest thing in probably the history of the rock and roll. So there's a perfect example.
Well, you boys have the name and the talent. And it was good having you with us today. The Scoundrels.
Take it easy, Harry.
The In Sound was presented by the United States Army. And this is Harry Harrison reminding you that whatever career you wish for your future, if you qualify, you can get the world's finest training in today's Action Army.